You want a bit of tasty? Chris McCracken's got all the information for you. Linen Quarter Business Improvement District, of course. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Putting the spotlight on something that's particularly tasty, Belfast Restaurant Week. It's off and running this week. Tell us where to go and where are the deals, Chris?
Yes, we're absolutely delighted to bring back Belfast Restaurant Week. That's the three business improvement districts are sponsoring it, and we've got over 40 restaurants across Belfast for people to enjoy. We've got a £10 lunch and a £20 dinner, and it's right across the city centre. And I think we're really lucky in Belfast to have absolutely fantastic chefs, fantastic restaurants, a lot of owner-occupiers in the restaurant trade here, which really does enhance the quality. So Restaurant Week is a great way to explore that and taste what Belfast has to offer.
Some of the restaurants that would normally be more expensive than that, are they offering this special deal?
We have got some really top-end restaurants like Dean's Meat Locker, Novelli at City Keys, that normally would have a higher price point, the Grand Central as well involved, Fitzwilliam Hotel. So it is a good opportunity to try some of these higher-end restaurants at a good price point. But likewise, the value offer are doing some particularly good deals, you know, two-course deals or a main course with a drink for £20. So really good value to be had right across the board.
I suppose it would be best to book as opposed to just arrive at the door when the deals are as attractive as these are.
Absolutely. I mean, we have some of the restaurants are 70% increase in trade, which is you know really good for them, really good for our commitment to support the trade and the nighttime economy. So for the consumer, definitely book. It's on our website, Belfast Restaurant Week, and you can quite clearly see the 40 offers there.
It's not that long ago we would have been having a conversation about everything being closed and some restaurants really struggling and the hope of coming out of COVID. It now seems relatively distant now. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not that long ago, but we have sort of pushed it out of our mind. Are the restaurants seeing the kickstart as far as the pounds on the table would be concerned?
There's still a lot of challenges in hospitality with the increase in energy and the increase in other costs. So we're not out of the woods yet. And that is another reason why we need to come in and support. Now, I think the government support did help restaurants and most managed to get through, thankfully. But it really is down to the consumers to come out, support the trade, have a great night out and enjoy what Belfast has to offer. We're trying to ally this with other initiatives as well, and there's a lot of publicity around the late night transport, for example, and we're trying to encourage TransLink to bring back more of that and for public support in the public transport so that people can have a great night out and get home safely. We're working with Hospitality Ulster as well around safety initiatives like Ask for Angela initiative to ensure that whenever people go out, they know they're being well looked after, they can get home safely, and they can enjoy their night with peace of mind.
And you touched on it there, the cost of running the stoves and firing up the kitchens, very, very expensive because of the gas prices.
It is, and hopefully we're seeing some stabilisation in the energy market now. Restaurant Week will really help because it does get footfall through the door, and hopefully people will be able to experience different types of restaurants maybe they wouldn't go to usually, and it'll give them a taste for it, and they'll come back, bring their friends, and continue to support our absolutely fantastic trade. Look, great chefs I'd like to mention. We've got Damien Timothy at the Hastings Group, executive chef, absolutely outstanding chef. There was a Taste the Island event at the Cullinan Hotel on Thursday, and he was demonstrating his culinary skills there. So anyone can go and taste that at the Grand Cafe. Another favourite of mine is Arthur Fraun from Two Taps, absolutely brilliant restaurant in the Cathedral Quarter. We did our launch event there, and the offer in terms of quality, in terms of taste, absolutely outstanding. So there's two of my particular favourites, but there's 40 for people to choose from.
And just finally, you made a passing reference to Ask for Angela. Remind us what that safety measure is.
So that is if you feel unsafe or concerned or you need some support, if you go up to a member of the bar or restaurant and just say, ask for Angela, they will help you and provide you any support you need, whether that's support to get home, whether it's putting you advice with a police officer if that was required, or any other support to help you. And there's a list of the restaurants and bars that have that training on the Hospitality Ulster website. So you know that anyone that has that special initiative, you've got trained staff there looking out for the customer.
Yes, and that includes if you felt in any way pressurised by some of the company you're actually in.
Yeah, I would say that Belfast is an extremely safe city. We've got comparatively very low crime rates compared to other places within the UK. But clearly, occasionally things do happen, and it's really just to provide that reassurance. These things don't happen very often. Belfast is very safe, but if you do in any way feel unsafe and you're at an Ask for Angela venue, you know you've got that extra reassurance and support.
Yeah, it's a great idea. But Chris, the invitation well and truly issued to people if they want to sample the whole regime of cuisine that exists across Belfast. This is the week to do it, right through the 26th of February. All sorts of special deals. Remind us finally of the website they should go to.
It's the Belfast Restaurant Week website. If you just Google that, that will take you to the full range of lunch for £10, dine for £20, plus a number of special offers and events, such as Pamela Ballantyne doing the food demos at St George's Market between 11 and 1 on Saturday and Sunday.
What a tasty idea. She's cooked for me before. My goodness, that will be good. So that's Pommy. Up to her.
A great supporter.
Up to her arms in whatever she's going to be making. Lovely stuff. Cookery demonstrations. That's Saturday and Sunday at St. George's, 25th and 26th. Chris, thank you indeed. Chris McCracken from the Lennon Quarter, one of the areas involved in this wonderful project.